ఓం శ్రీ గణేశాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సరస్వత్యై నమః. ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. ఓం సమస్త జన కళ్యాణే నిరతం కరుణామయం నమామి చిన్మయం దేవం సద్గురుం బ్రహ్మవిద్వరం. ఓం సచ్చిదానంద రూపాయ విశ్వోత్పత్తి హేతవే తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నమః. హరి ఓం. వి ఆర్ స్టడీయింగ్ శ్లోక నంబర్ 19. అసంకల్పాత్ జయేత్ కామం క్రోధం కామ వివర్జనాత్ అర్థనర్థేక్షయా లోభం అండ్ భయం తత్వావమర్శనాత్. సో ఐ హ్యావ్ సీన్ కామ క్రోధ లోభ, దీస్ త్రీ, హౌ వీ షుడ్ ఓవర్కమ్ దిమ్. నౌ ది లాస్ట్ వన్ హియర్, భయం తత్వావమర్శనాత్. భయం, ఫియర్, వీ ఆల్ హ్యావ్ ఫియర్. సమ్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్, బట్ సమ్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ అ జనరల్ ఫియర్. లైక్ ఆఫ్టర్ అవర్ సిక్నెస్ వీ హ్యావ్ అ జనరల్ వీక్నెస్. ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే హ్యావ్ అ జనరల్ ఫియర్. ఇఫ్ యు ఆస్క్ యు ఆర్ అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ అవుట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఫియర్? దిస్ ఫియర్ ఈజ్ ఐ ఆఫ్ జనరలీ ఆఫ్ ది ఫ్యూచర్. ఫ్యూచర్ ఆర్ ఐమ్ అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ ఫియర్ ఫ్రమ్ సమ్ వన్. దిస్ హౌ ది ఫియర్ ఈజ్ దే, రైట్? నౌ సమ్ సే పీపుల్ సే ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ ఈజ్ ద వెరీ వెరీ కామన్ వన్, ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ డెత్, రైట్? బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ డెత్ ఈజ్ అన్నోన్. హౌ కెన్ యూ బి అఫ్రేడ్ ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ యూ డోంట్ నో? సో ఫియర్ ఈజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ నాట్ ఆఫ్ డెత్. ఫియర్ ఈజ్ ఆఫ్ లూజింగ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ నోన్ టు అస్ అండ్ వాట్ వీ ఆర్ అటాచ్ టు. ఇఫ్ ఐ డై, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు మై హౌస్? వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు మై మనీ విచ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఇన్ స్విట్జర్లాండ్ బ్యాంక్ ఆర్ మారిషియస్ ఆర్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ షోర్ సమ్వేర్? వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు మై చిల్డ్రన్, వైఫ్, దిస్ దాట్? సపోజ్ యమరాజ్ కమ్స్, గాడ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్, ఐ సే నౌ కమ్ విత్ మీ. వాట్? నో నో, యూ క్యాన్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ క్యాన్ కమ్. All your family members, your everything, properties and even landed property and everything can... They say, oh, that's fine then. It's like a transfer from one place to another place. So you are not afraid of that actually. But fear is of losing everything. We created all that. We got so much attached to that. Because of that, some kind of status we have gained. Our ego is little bloated. Now everything I have to go away. So, fear is that of losing. One boy came to his mother, said, Mommy, you are very, you know, afraid of, you know, that crystal glass may break. Yeah. Your fears are over. Broken. Huh? So now there is nothing to worry about it. It's gone. We get attached to all these little things also. So what is called vairagyameva abhayam. Dispassion alone leads to fearlessness. One. The other is all imaginary fear. Imaginary. One very old lady met me once. She must have been 75. She said, I am afraid. Afraid of what? What will happen tomorrow morning? I said, you are already more than 75. So many tomorrows you have already seen. You are still there, no? And something will definitely happen, no? Somebody came to me. Can you tell future? The future? I say, yeah. Oh, very eager to know. Tell me what is the future. I say, in future only two things can happen. One which you are expecting, the other is which you are not expecting. It is a general forecast for everybody. Suppose something expected happened, you say, I was expecting that. So that happened. But I never expected. So that's what happened. What to do? But here it says, bhayam tatva marshat, one step ahead. See, the fear arises when we have got what to call it, absence of the knowledge of truth. Tattva Marshanat means when the knowledge of truth takes place, then the fear goes away. A simple example is, in Vedanta is very famous, if you mistake a rope for a snake, then there is fear. Oh, I'm afraid of snake. But when you come to know it's only a rope, then the fear goes away. But the example is very nice, you know. But in reality, why our fear does not go? On one hand, we do not have vairagyam, dispassion. Second thing, we have got all imaginary fears. All you go on imagining. And the third, that realization of truth is not there. Tattvava marsha. In the Upanishad, it is said, Dvitiyad vai bhayam bhavati. The fear, you are afraid of something. So that is something different from you. Or I have fear from someone. Again, you are seeing the difference. Right? So as long as you see this duality. And just seeing the duality is not a problem. But when you think that is an alien, someone different, that person may cause harm and all that, you see. Then fear arises. What happened? A two-story house was there. So in the upper story, the husband and wife, they were sleeping. And at night, 2 o'clock, the wife woke that husband, wake up. But I think I hear some footsteps, you know, on the ground floor somewhere. Please go and see. And now actually he had also heard that. But you know, he had no courage to go down. And to see, so he said, I don't just go to sleep, nothing. You are just imagining, nothing, nobody is there. You must go. Then he said, I don't want to go for 2 reasons. Suppose I go and I find nobody there. And she said, but suppose you find somebody, that second reason. But you know, she was very persistent. She said, you have to go. I never knew I such a coward husband I got and all that. How will you save me from any kind of a bichara? He thought, either way there is a problem. If you go down also or this also. So say, let me go and see. Slowly coming down. And he saw one shadow also. And when he came down, he saw his own teenager boy coming with a nocturnal visit somewhere and then coming and roaming about. Now the moment he saw him, even though someone different, but my useless, his son, you know, always gives trouble and all that. But the moment that, it's not someone different. Not someone unknown or some person. So fear went away. And very heroically he went up and said, I went down. Now, fear gone? So, when the absolute truth is known, that is Madatma Sarvabhutatma Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. When that Guru gives you that knowledge, the self in you is the self of all beings. So when you see that oneness, then Abhayam Pratishtham Bindate, then you get firmly established in fearlessness. Okay? So we have seen Asankalpa Jayet Kamam Krodham Kama Vivarjanat Arthanarthe Kshaya Lobham Bhayam Tatvava Marshanat. Now, this shloka is quite long, there were a few pages are there of commentary, but now you come to shloka number 28. Now let us see what is said here. Anvikshikya shoka mohau dambham mahadupasaya yogantarayan maunena himsam kayadyanihaya. Our other problem is shoka and moha. Shoka means grief. And moha means delusion. Avivekaha, mohaha. So shoka, moha and bhaya. Shoka, grief, dukkha, sorrow. Bhaya, fear and moha. They call samsara. Shoka, moha, bhaya roop. Now in this what you'll find, the shoka, dukkhana, past kata, bhutkal. We grieve over the past. We fear the future. And get deluded in the present. When we have to do something, confused. I am very confused. Now situation is there, now I have to decide and do something. But I don't know what to do. So, bhutkal ka shok hai, bhavishya ka bhay hai, aur vartaman mein moh hai. Moh hai. That's why in English language, all the three periods of time are called tense. Have you thought about it? Present tense. Past, future, you whether you think of past, present, always tense. And about wise man, it is said, past, relax, present, relax, future, relax. I am not joking, it is said in the Vedanta. Atita nanusandhanam. Bhavishyat avicharanam audasinyamapi prapte jivanmuktasya lakshanam. The jivanmukta purusha is ever relaxed. Do you know why? Because he does not live in the past, not in future, not even in present. He lives in presence. Presence. His Sat Swarupa is existence in which there is no past, present, future. Na usme koi bhoot hai na bhavishya hai na. Aise Sat Swarupa mein rehta hai. And this vidya is called Anvikshiki vidya. Anvikshiki is called Brahma vidya. The very, very technical name is Anvikshiki. Even though in some Arthashastra of Chanakya and all that, also this word is there, Anvikshiki Vidya. were there, they used in the terms of Arthashastra, Rajniti also. But in Vedanta, the Anvikshik is Brahma Vidya. Iksham is to see. Anviksha means that vidya by which you see the truth as it is. That's called Anvikshiki. So he said, Anvikshikya Shokamohau. That's why in the Ishavasya it also said, when a person is able to see himself in all beings and all beings in himself, Tatona Vijugupsate. अस्तु सर्वाणि भूते आत्मैवाभूत विजानतः तत्र को मोहः कशोकः एकत्वम् अनुपश्यतः. When the person realizes that all this what variety and all that I see, all that is nothing but my own self alone. Like, you know, if a person goes in a mirror house, parallel mirror, and he sees many, many reflections of himself, but he knows all are nothing but me. But if a dog enters there, dog will look good, frightened or angry. Anvikshikya. Brahma Vidyaya, by this knowledge of absolute truth, is shoka and moha goes away. Earlier say tattva marshad bhayam. See? What was said by the realization of truth, the fear goes away, here it is a shoka moha goes away. So shoka moha bhaya is our samsara. Our life of change and suffering, and sometimes we call it transmigration and all that. The shoka moha. So at a relative plane, to the extent we have developed dispassion, our mind becomes fearless. So what if something happened? What happened? What does it matter? But complete fearlessness comes only by realization of truth. Relative plane, our shoka moha may go away. Because see, in childhood we are very much attached to our toys. And if something breaks and all that, it breaks our heart only at that time. But afterwards, when you grow old, where no more attachment to those toys, anything happens, nothing happens to you. After all, what you call children's toys and elders' toys, they are toys only. The only difference, one is called toy, other is called Toyota. So if little car breaks down or Toyota breaks down, it is same thing. The difference is only in prices. Have the toys. Now new toys are coming up. You know? All your different gadgets and all that. What are they? Toys only, no? But they have become part and parcel of our body only. Particularly for a few minutes, if you don't see your cell phone. Called mob phobia. Mobile phone phobia is there. They're so scared, bapre. क्या हो क्या रे कहाँ क्या रे. If they lose their hand, they will not be as worried as when they the mobile phone goes away. All are toys. Now there's so other thing called artificial intelligence, and all our intelligence is gone, and now it's becoming scary. But there are also toys. What a difference? No difference. So if we have grown out of our childhood toys, we can grow out of this also. Anvikshikya shokamoho. Another our negative quality fear, dambha. Dambha means hypocrisy. Now, how to get rid of hypocrisy? It is a dambha mahad upasaya. By serving, worshipping, being devoted to Mahapurushas, Satpurushas, you can get rid of dambha, hypocrisy. What is dambha? Dambha means hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means dambha. Wow, 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 what a word, beautiful thing you have said, you know. See, dambha is described in Sanskrit as swasya anyatha pragatanam. That's called dambha. To show yourself as something different from actually what you are. Pretentiousness also is called dambha. Or dambha is called dharma dvajitvam. So one is, you do actually nothing but you show that you are a very generous person and all that. You are very philanthropist, udar. So when they fundraising, mere naam pe likh lena, just write. How much? Whatever you want to write, write. Instead, because I am not going to give anything anyway. Kuch bhi likho, kya farak padta hai? But your name up. So mahakanjus, but show that he is very generous. Or even if he does little, but will make such a great pomp and show and that, that I, that's called also dambha. He may give something or do something, but big pomp and show, because he makes it clear, sure that the press reporters are there. You understand? That's also what? Dambha. So that means what you are not, that you are showing. It's not a wonderful thing, you know. So the only way of is Mahat Upasana. What a beautiful thing is there. You be in the service of great people, great persons. Then slowly, slowly, that seva will purify your mind. And these kind of things will know, will go away. Mahat Seva is a very great thing. But you know, many times, you know, the disciples are also with the Guru and all that, don't do any Seva. Even the Bhagavad Gita said in the 4th chapter, Pariprasena Sevaya, but you should do Seva. But, Guru ne kaha, are disciple, you know the cow is tied outside, you untie that cow. Oh, Shishya kata, bandhan se chudane ka kaam to aap hi kar sakte hain. Only you can release a jiva from bondage, so that the guru should get up and then untie that. Aise seva karne wale log. Dambha Mahat Upasana. Are Sir Great Master. Yogantarayan Maunena. Yoga means all the spiritual sadhana. Yoga means meditation, dhyana, ashtanga yoga. And so when you do that, so many antaraya means obstacles also keep coming there. Obstacles. Different kinds of obstacles are there, you know. In the beginning, you know, those who sit for meditation, one big obstacle is sleep. Otherwise, he will not get sleep. But the moment he sits for, second, obstacle, distraction of mind. Goes here, there, everywhere. So I learned one thing, you know. Our mind goes here, there, everywhere. But it does not go to that which is there, here, there, everywhere. That Paramatma Swarup. which is there, here, there, everywhere, in that it does not go. But it goes here, there, there. Huh? That also another vigna. Sometimes all our pent up, all kinds of the impurities of mind, which you ourselves are not aware, it just keeps coming there, rising. I say, I did not know I got such kind, ugly thoughts are also there, and these thoughts also there, they also come up. That is one kind of antaraya. The other is, suppose somebody really seriously practice, he can get some siddhis, some supernatural powers also he can. That person can get some siddhis, special powers. There's also obstacle, because your real goal is to realize the truth and abide in that. But these obstacles are there. Nidra, vikshepa and all that. And then also some siddhis also, you develop some powers and all that. Then how to overcome them? Because they will distract you from your real path. Maunena. Yogantarayan maunena. Mauna, one meaning is silence. But generally we understand silence is only of our speech. Oral, keep quiet. That is one. But maunam is, mind also should become silent. Maunam is contemplativeness. Mauna shabda comes from the verbal root man. Man, we to think. Munihi, mananashilaha, munihi. Tasya bhavaha. The state of mind of a great muni is called maunam. So that means what? Even if all that, be alert, just watch. Be aware that you are feeling drowsy, sleepy. Or mind is going here, aware. And just because some power has come and all that, don't think that is the goal. When you go from one place to another place, Mumbai to Delhi or anywhere on the road, and so there's some milestones are there sometimes. No? They say Delhi, 50 kilometers. Say man sits down there. See, they call Delhi likha hua hai. Aage Delhi aa gayi. Ab Delhi kahan se aa gayi? Abhi 50 kilometers ho jana hai. Don't stop there in between somewhere. थोड़ी पावर आ गई तो अरे मौन बी वाइज कॉन्टम्पलेट नो दैट दिस इज नॉट योर गोल बी काम क्वाइट जय सिया राम जय जय सिया राम जय सिया राम जय जय सिया राम बोलो राम 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 सीता राम बोलो राम 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 सीता राम बोलो राम 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 सीता राम जय सिया राम जय जय सिया राम जय सिया राम जय जय सिया राम बोलो राम 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 राजा राम बोलो राम 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 राजा राम बोलो राम राम जय सिया राम जय जय सिया राम। जय सिया राम जय जय सिया राम। जय जय सिया राम जय जय सिया राम। सियावर रामचंद्र भगवान की, पवन सुत हनुमान की, उमापति महादेव की जय। बोलो भाई सब संतन की, सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय। ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम शांति शांति शांति। हरि श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि